The Hattie Caraway Foundation is in its first year of existence and is named after the first female United States Senator, Hattie Caraway of Jonesboro. Caraway was appointed to fulfill her late husband's term in the U.S. Senate and then ran for the seat and won the election in 1932. Her husband died in 1931, and that's when she took over the seat. Executive Director of the Hattie Caraway Foundation's Carolyn Hupp, and Hupp says the organization formed last October.
And it was a group of like-minded women who came together and said, you know, we really want to make sure that women in Arkansas are being as empowered as possible in public life. That means running for office, serving on boards, being appointed to commissions, and really just getting involved in the election process at all levels. They came together and they said, we need something, and at the same time, we want to honor the legacy of the first woman ever elected to the United States Senate, Jonesboro's own Hattie Caraway. And they brought me in, and I've been really lucky to work with these fantastic women, and we've been having a great time getting this off the ground.
Board members of the Hattie Caraway Foundation come from all sections of the state, and regional boards are being formed in each congressional district in Arkansas. Hupp says the goal of the foundation is to educate Arkansas women about the importance of getting involved in local and state issues.
So this really started because a group of women took a look at the current demographics and said, you know what? 51% of Arkansas's population is female, but only 17% of our state legislators are female. Something needs to change. And it's very true. We need to make sure that we have equal representation for both genders across the board in politics, in public life, when it comes to appointments, when it comes to serving in the legislative branch, when it comes to serving in the executive. We need to have all kinds of equality happening.
Hupp says with the 2014 elections coming up, Arkansas women can make a huge difference by getting involved.
One of our main goals is to make sure that women's involvement in politics increases dramatically in the 2014 election cycle. We want to make sure that there are more women out there voting, there are more women out there volunteering on campaigns, that there are more women out there running for office all across the state of Arkansas. In addition to that, we want to make sure that we're talking to young girls who maybe aren't old enough to vote yet, and all kinds of programs across the state, making sure that they understand that when they get old enough, one, they should vote, two, they should get involved, and three, they should run for office themselves if that's what they're interested in.
According to Hupp, some studies have shown Arkansas is near the bottom of the list of states in terms of how women are faring in Arkansas and how women are faring in leadership by way of business and politics. She says those numbers are unfair to Arkansas and are not reflective of the way the state is. And she says one of the goals is to get those numbers turned around by getting more women involved in all aspects of leadership.
Arkansas has been taking great steps in the past few years, and I can't tell you how many women have reached out to us through our website, through our Facebook page, through Twitter, saying, hey, I want to be involved. This is exciting. I'm thrilled to hear that this is happening. And it's especially poignant because Arkansas was really a pioneer when it comes to gender equality. Arkansas elected the first woman to the United States Senate, Hattie Caraway, and she's just an incredible role model for women now in the 21st century to look to and say, hey, you know, if she could do it in 1932, we can absolutely make this happen in 2014.
Hattie Caraway led the fight for many issues while in the United States Senate that would affect Arkansas, including important legislation concerning Arkansas farmers, health care, and education. Hupp says Caraway's legacy would pave the way for powerful women in the United States Senate, such as former Senator Blanche Lincoln.
So many people referred to her as Silent Hattie because she didn't get up and make long speeches on the floor of the United States Senate. But the reality is that she was very involved. She was fighting for Arkansans at every turn, and she absolutely was a key part of what was taking place in the Senate. Now imagine being the only woman in a room full of men, and now that room is the United States Senate. It's pretty challenging even now in 2014, and it was even harder in 1932. So one of the things that we really want to do is make sure that people understand that Hattie was not silent, that she was very important. She did great things for Arkansans. And we want to continue that. Her legacy of involvement with the New Deal, she was a New Deal Democrat, and she made sure that Arkansas benefited from the New Deal. We want to encourage the kind of social awareness that she did through her involvement in education and various other issues that she supported. Now, that said, we're not, you know, completely ascribing a 1932 social agenda to what we're doing. We have a progressive organization, and we're looking to the future. But there are a couple of key issues that Hattie worked on in 1932 that are just as important today.
And Hub says the Hattie Caraway Foundation is seeing a large support from men in the state of Arkansas.
We have had so many men who are really enthusiastic about this because they understand that men and women benefit when women's involvement in public life increases. Mm-hmm. And that's the reality. You know, people talk about women's issues. Well, they're not women's issues, because if a woman is making less than her male counterpart, her husband suffers, her son suffers, her father suffers, her children, everyone in her life suffers because she has lost out on that income. You know, if we have fewer women in public office, that means that there are issues that are sometimes shoved to the side, because the reality is that the experiences in life that men and women have are different, and we need to make sure that we have the full perspective on all of the issues that are coming before the legislature.
And that's Caroline Hupp. More information on the Hattie Caraway Foundation can be found at hattiecaraway.org.